Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan, service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the Big 12 race is all but over. That's the reality. Houston sitting there at 16-1 in conference play. They are three games up with three to play over the Arizona Wildcats. They're the only ones in contention. I told you 2 weeks ago I thought the Big 12 race was over. Some of you, understandably, if you're a fan of Texas Tech or Arizona or Iowa State, you were like, hold on, wait, oh, just hold on a second. It's like, well, no. We're not going to hold on a second because, frankly, there's nothing to suggest that Houston is going to come back to the pack, and they didn't. Now, of course, you look at their last couple of games, and they beat Iowa State, who was short a couple of guys. They go on the road. They take care of Texas Tech on Big Monday, and that more or less felt like it locked up the Big 12 regular season title. So there's not a lot of juice in this Big 12 race right now. They've got Houston, Kansas, and Baylor all unranked to wrap up the season. If I told you that Houston went in the season, Kansas and Baylor, back-to-back games, and they would be both unranked, you would have said what to me? You would have been like, oh my gosh. Right? You know that and I know that. You would have said it. I would have been like, no way. Not a chance. I wouldn't have believed you if you told me that, but here we are. So, listen, the Big 12 basketball season has more or less been what we expected outside of Kansas having a dud of a season. But I know Bill Self is treating this back half of the year like it's a brand new season. But really outside of Kansas and probably Kansas State, you would look around the Big 12 and say, okay, I can see this season playing out the way it did. You knew Houston would be good. Arizona had a rough non-conference but came back in the Big 12, finishing likely in second place. Tech's playing well. Iowa State right there as well. BYU feels like the sleeper team in the Big 12 that nobody is talking about right now that can make a nice run in the tournament. And some people are going to be like, wait, where did they come from? They're not in the top 25. What's that all about? Well, they are now. They're number 25, but you get the point. They haven't been for a lot of the season. And they've won five in a row. They've got West Virginia Saturday. They play at Iowa State coming up next week. That'll be on Tuesday night. And they wrap up the season with a holy war against Utah next Saturday before the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City the following week. So, you know, they go 2-1, and they're sitting there at, and I'm just, you know, they could go 3-0, but just for sake of the conversation, they go 13-7 in the Big 12. They're 22-9 on the season. They'll be, well, they should be a trendy pick in the tournament if they keep up with the way they've been playing. And it remains to be seen whether or not they can do that. But obviously, they have just been on an absolute tear. They go to Arizona. They win back-to-back games against the Wildcats and the Sun Devils. And now they've got two of their last three at home. And then they've got the game at Iowa State in between on Tuesday. So they're in a very good spot. But Houston's going to win the Big 12 regular season title. And really, right now, we're playing for seeding in Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament. But I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying to myself, okay, you could look at, gosh, six teams that might be able to win the tournament in Kansas City. Houston, Arizona, Tech, Iowa State, BYU. And I'm going to throw in Kansas. Some of you might think that's nuts. But, and I know that they've beaten up and taken care of two bad basketball teams, Oklahoma State and Colorado. I understand that. And you can say, you're not going to take these two teams seriously, are you, for why Kansas is now suddenly back on track? I understand, but listen, I will say that Hunter Dickinson finally looks more like the guy that we thought we were going to see, and the guy was not close to what we've seen the last couple of games. I mean, he's shooting 70% from the floor the last couple of games, double-digit rebounds. You know, he's averaging well over 20 points per game his last two, so he's finally looking like the guy that he can be. Is it just because of bad competition? Well, we'll find out. They've got Texas Tech this Saturday. Then they go to Houston. Then they go to Arizona. They could lose all three of these games. Kansas could end up being 10-10 when all is said and done in Big 12 play, which would just be wild for the preseason number one team in the country. But they've got arguably their toughest stretch of the season coming up here right now. Heck, I would say it is their toughest three-game stretch of the season. They have not had a stretch here where they're playing three ranked teams in a row. They had a tough stretch when they went to Baylor earlier this year. Then they played Iowa State at home and then traveled to K-State. That's a tough stretch. I'll give them that. But this stretch is arguably tougher. Now, two of these three are at home, whereas two of those three were on the road. But, man, this is not an easy situation by any stretch of the imagination for the Kansas Jayhawks. But if Bill Self is right, if this is truly that new season that he's been talking about for so long, well, they've got to win at least two of these games. At Houston might be tough, although Houston might be resting by then for Kansas City in the NCAA tournament. I'm not saying you give the whole team off, but you've got a 20-game schedule, and I'll get to that coming up here in a second. You cannot blame anybody if the seedings are done by next week for resting players ahead of a grueling Big 12 tournament and then the NCAA tournament when you're playing 20 conference games. No one can blame Houston or anybody else for taking that approach in the last week of the season. So, but I will throw Kansas in the mix as a team that, if they get hot at the right time, can go to Kansas City and win a Big 12 tournament. But you got the drop-off after that to Baylor, banged up, TCU, West Virginia not buying it. And then from there on down, does K-State have the talent? Sure, we've seen it. We've seen K-State flash that talent. But it's amazing. I mean, they had one of the best stretches of basketball of any team in America when they beat West Virginia and Iowa State and Kansas and Arizona. And then they went to the state of Utah and they just completely forgot how to play basketball. And then they came back to Manhattan and forgot how to play basketball again. And then they went to Central Florida and forgot how to play basketball again. They win six in a row. They've now lost four in a row. Colorado, Cincinnati, Iowa State to wrap up the season. If they win those three, they're 10-10 in the Big 12. They're 16-15 in league play. Barring winning the NCAA tournament, or excuse me, winning the Big 12 tournament, I'm just not convinced that Kansas State has any path to make the NCAA tournament. And I heard an interesting conversation going on between K-State fans. And the question was posed this way, and this is relatable for really anyone that has a rival that is in their conference. But it'll mean more to K-State fans, and KU fans will get it too, and really Big 12 fans will get it as well. If you're a K-State fan, would you rather have a season like this where you defend your home turf against KU, you beat KU at home for a third straight year, but then you don't make the NCAA tournament? Or would you rather just get blown out by KU in a couple of games, home and on the road, and make the NCAA tournament, but then lose in the first round? Like, basically saying, what's it worth just to get to the NCAA tournament if you're going to lose it anyway? If you're not going to win a single game, would you rather just say, you know what, we had a great run in the middle of the season, we beat KU at home, that was a really fun three-week stretch of basketball, and now we just got to regroup for next year? Or would you say, no, get me to the NCAA tournament? I'm just spitballing here. I think a lot of K-State fans would take this season. Maybe that's crazy of me, but I think a lot of them would. I think they would say, hey, you know what? If I'm just going to get to the tournament and then lose in the first round as like a 10 seed to a 7 seed, I'll take the 3 weeks of fun. But here's the problem. And this was the issue for K-State basketball. It wasn't a really fun season. They stunk in the non-con. The start of conference play was horrible after they beat Cincinnati to open it up. They lost, what, 6 in a row? And then, yeah, they won 6 straight. But outside of that 3-week window for a season that's, you know, it's too long. College basketball's too long. So it's, what, 1.5, 2.5, 3.5, going on 4 months? To have 3 weeks of fun over 4 months for your team, is that really worth it? Or would you rather have a fun season, but then get to the tournament, get knocked out right away, and yes, lose to KU in the regular season? I would probably take the NCAA tournament appearance because there's nothing like that Selection Sunday when you're sitting there on the couch waiting to find out what seed your team is getting and when they're playing and who they're playing. And that week of March just flies by until Thursday, which is one of the great days on the sports calendar, that Thursday, Friday. That's exciting right there. Even if you get knocked out in the first round, that week is so much fun. You're filling out brackets and pools and you're having a blast. I mean, you just can't beat it, man. You really can't. So I would take the first round knockout in the NCAA tournament and losing to KU twice in the regular season versus this kind of year that K-State is having. But there's no doubt about it. There are people calling for Jerome Tang's job, and I think he's going to get one more year. The buyout's way too big. But I understand, after one good year, to then lose and really blow this season the way that he did and the way that this team did, despite the fact that they had a lot of talent. Coleman Hawkins obviously highlighting that. And for this year to go the way it did after going to the NIT last year, after that Elite Eight run 2 years ago with mostly Bruce Weber's guys, I understand the Heat getting ramped up on Jerome Tang, but he's bought himself one more year. You're not going to fire the guy at K-State with that kind of a buyout after 2 years of missing the tournament. But he's got to win next year. He's got to get it done next year. There is no doubt about it. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Glad that you're here on Heartland College Sports Weekly.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As you look around the football side of things in the Big 12, I did want to share this with you here for a minute. And that is the SP Plus ratings came out from ESPN. And this is one of their advanced analytics things that they put out. And listen, this is going to change, of course, by the start of the season because players are going to come and go after spring ball. But the SP Plus rankings came out for 2025. And overall, the Big 12 came in third in all conferences by average SP Plus rating, an average of plus 5.4, trailing the Big 10, plus 8.3, and the SEC at plus 14.9. So, listen, I've said this is the third best conference in America. At least one advanced analytics confirms that, and that's ESPN's SP Plus. And what you see is Kansas State is right now head and shoulders above the rest of the conference in SP Plus. They're at 19th in the country. That's tops in the Big 12 with an SP Plus of 13.7. I won't really get into the numbers after that. But what's interesting is the number two team, I'll give you a second to think about who that number two team is in the ESPN SP Plus model, advanced analytics. All right. You give it some thought? Okay. TCU. They are 26th in the country and number two in the Big 12. And after that, there's a run on Big 12 teams. BYU is 27. Iowa State's 28. Arizona State, 29. Utah, 32. Tech, 33. Baylor, 36. And then a drop off to Colorado at 48. Kansas, 49. Cincinnati at 55, UCF at 56, you get it. West Virginia, 64, Arizona, 66, Oklahoma State, 73, Houston, 78. So you've got teams 26, 27, 28, 29, all from the Big 12, and then 32, 33, 36. That's the Big 12. That's half the league right there, spread out within 17 places of each other, and seven of those eight teams between 26 and 36 in the ESPN SP Plus rankings. We are in for a doozy of a Big 12 football season. It is going to be just absolutely amazing. And I know it's months away. I understand it's not, you know, here tomorrow. I wish it was going to be here tomorrow. The season is not going to be here tomorrow. But what we get in the end is a look ahead to how close the advanced analytics folks think this league is going to be. And it's going to be what we got last year. And we're going to get more of it this year. And I am here for it, man. And I'll tell you what, TCU being elite, TCU being at the top of the Big 12 is something that TCU fans should expect from Sonny Dykes and that coaching staff. There's no doubt about it. And frankly, it's something that is good for the Big 12. They've got a brand. They're right there in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, top five media market. I know that they are never going to be the Dallas Cowboys or, you know, the Dallas Mavericks. Like, I understand that. But they're in a top five media market that's worth something that matters, a ton of fertile recruiting ground in their backyard. TCU is the kind of team and the kind of program that in this Big 12 you want to have at the top of the conference. I think you also want to see Texas Tech make that push to the top of the conference. That would be good as well. So these are things that will benefit the Big 12. BYU is a national brand. It's obviously great to have them near the top. And then Iowa State, you know they're going to be in the mix. And same thing with Utah. They're going to bounce back. And Baylor is a team to keep a close eye on. But what you see is the SP Plus ranking or the SP Plus rating for the Big 12 teams. K-State's at 13. And then the next seven teams are between the numbers 8.0 and 10.5. It doesn't get any closer than that. And then there's a drop-off. Colorado is ninth in the Big 12, 48th in the country, and they are at 3.9, tied with Kansas at 3.9. But you and I know someone in that bottom half is going to sneak up to the top half. It's just a matter and a question of who it's going to be. Is it going to be Colorado out of nowhere, despite losing some big stars? Is it going to be Kansas, who had a great second half to the season after a dud of a first half where Jalen Daniels was just very rusty? Is it UCF, Scott Frost, West Virginia, Rich Rod, two homecomings there? Is it Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State, right now 73rd in the nation, 15th in the Big 12, with an SP Plus of negative 2.0? Does Houston, under Willie Fritz, surprise in year two? Willie Fritz knows how to build a program. He's not going to keep this thing at the bottom for long. So there's going to be a team in that bottom half of the Big 12 that is highly competitive and in the mix the last two, 3 weeks of the season. You know it and I know it. The question is, who's your money on? And that's what we'll have to wait to figure out and get a hang on. Oh, my gosh. Meantime, Jamie Pollard, the Iowa State Athletic Director. Oh, man. He got himself in some trouble with fans talking about potential beer sales at Jack Trice Stadium. Here's the quote from Jamie Pollard. It is much more complicated of an issue than most people realize. There's a whole lot of issues servicing that. The stadium's not set up for it. If you think the lines are long today and the concourses get blocked by people now, add beer to it and you're walking through it. My second, says Jamie Pollard, is behavioral issues. I get to see what our police department deals with post-game. People are slobs. People are flat-out slobs. And that is without selling alcohol. He then added, number three is, I'm not convinced the people that buy our seats in the stadium actually really want it. They don't want the drunk slob behind them spilling beer on them because they haven't had their first beer ever. Some people are going to get mad at that. I have no problem with it. I have no problem whatsoever with Jamie Pollard coming out and saying, you know what? Bad actors can't control their booze, and we're not chasing the almighty dollar. We're not going to do it. You know and I know the main reason for alcohol sales at these college sports games are money. That's it. That's the only thing that drives this. It's not that these schools really want alcohol being consumed at high levels in their stadiums. They don't. But they make a lot of money doing it. And at a time when these schools are desperate for money and are trying to uncover every nickel and dime that they can, Jamie Pollard is saying, I'm good. I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm not going to chase you for it. And you know what? The slobs ruin it for everybody. And he's right. The slobs ruin a lot of things for a lot of people. That's true in life in general, not just at college sports games. So, I you know, at a time when everyone's trying to figure out how do I get alcohol in my stadium so I can make money, Jamie Pollard is saying, I don't want it because people ruin the experience for others. And he's right. Now, there's a lot of people who would have a beer and just have a good time. That's true. I'm not saying that the bad actors should ruin it for everybody. And you can say, hey, I want to go to a college game and I want to have a beer. Well, guess what? If you want to drink while you're watching Iowa State football, stay in the parking lot. Watch it from home. You're there to watch a football game. And as someone who goes to Chiefs games here in Kansas City and enjoys, you know, a beer, maybe two if I go to a game, I'm not against it. I'm not sitting here like some prude, but I also totally respect where Jamie Pollard is coming from. And it's actually kind of a breath of fresh air to call it out because guess what? NFL owners and other college ADs would be saying exactly what Jamie Pollard was saying if they were drinking their truth serum. And I totally respect that from Jamie Pollard. I'm Pete Mundo. It's great to be here with you on Heartland College Sports Weekly, part of heartlandcollegesports.com, your independent Big 12 digital media outlet. Glad you're here as a part of the show. As always, If you have not done it, hey, can you leave a 5-star rating and review on the podcast? We are going to pick a podcast listener and send them some free Heartland College sports merch. So just drop us a 5-star rating and review right now on the podcast. And we are going to pick one of the best reviews that we receive. Not even the best. I mean, I want you to be honest with your podcast review on Apple or Spotify. So just be honest, you know? I mean, I hope you'll say nice things about the show, but I'm not going to pick the best one, the most glowing one. I will just pick one of the reviews that are on the podcast and pick that person as the winner. But you got to listen back to the next podcast to find out who won, or probably next week we'll announce it to find out who won, because I don't have your emails when you put down a review on a podcast. So I'm going to shout out, you know, Bob Smith, 123, send me an email. You won the Heartland College sports merch. That's how I'll do it. So make sure you're subscribed, you're listening, and if you could, drop us that 5-star rating and review, and we'll get you some Heartland merch to one of our reviews next week here on the show. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.